Okay, so we're starting over here, I guess we'll call it a series where we're going to be discussing some of the brachas that just never seem to have made it into popular recitation amongst people. Sometimes there's a good reason, sometimes not such a good reason. So we're going to start today, we started a little bit last week, we'll go back a little bit, a bracha which is not always possible for everyone, not shaykh to everyone, but many people that the bracha was shaykh to, for whatever reasons, they did not recite the bracha. And that I'm referring to is the bracha upon having a baby boy. And we'll see, we didn't get to it last week, we'll see maybe even grandparents should be aware of this halacha also. We have a Gemara, both. We have a Gemara in brachas, number one. I'm not going to read it all inside because we read it in last week. But we have a Gemara where the Gemara tells us that if someone finds out that it has a baby boy, so both mom and dad recite the bracha HaToy V'Hametiv, and this will develop over the next bunch of weeks, but the bracha HaToy V'Hametiv is recited when there is benefit for more than one person. Not only do I benefit out of this, but someone else benefits. So both mom and dad are both happy over the news of a baby boy. Therefore, both parties recite the bracha HaToy V'Hametiv. If for whatever reason you have a situation where only one person is deriving pleasure, then they make a shachianu. So Bli Neder, next year, or if we finish it today even, that's the next booklet. There's two handouts. One is going to refer to the bracha upon having a baby boy, and we don't leave any genders out over here. We'll talk about a whole question of what bracha do you make upon having a baby girl. Different bracha, different situation. But here the Gemara says, upon having a baby boy, the bracha is HaToy V'Hametiv, both father and mother. Why? Because both father and mother are happy to hear that they have a baby boy. So we discussed last week, without going again into all of it, what happens if they wanted a baby girl this time around. They don't want a baby boy. They already have enough boys, this, that, and the other. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, the halacha is, that is a bracha that is recited for both mom and for dad. Now, let's start to talk about the shaila of grandparents. What about grandparents? Grandparents are also happy to hear that they have grandchildren, grandsons. Should they recite this bracha? So let's take a look together at number 7. The Be'er Halacha raises this question, whether or not grandparents should also make this bracha. Now again, this would mean both grandmother and grandfather should recite this bracha, and it shouldn't matter if it's a daughter's son or a son's son. It shouldn't matter. L'cha'ira. Let's see. So if you take a look in the Be'er Halacha, he starts off like this. Ayin Beli, number 7, right side. On the booklet, on the handout that says Brichas HaToy V'Hametiv Al Leidas Ben, says the Be'er Halacha, I am Elia Rabba Shev B'Shem Sefer Chasidim. Take a look in the Be'er, in the Elia Rabba, because on the Sefer Chasidim, Duhu Adin Kishenoyed Lebnoi Ulebitei Ben. The same bracha that you make upon having your own son would be if you have a grandson born to either your son or your daughter. Oy Shenoyed Leben Lo Yavoy. Or even forget family. You have a neighbor, you have a friend you're so happy to hear they had a baby. You can also make the bracha. Shud tzaddik v'chassid. They're very close to you, you like them a lot, you can make this bracha as well. So, according to Eliyahu Rabbah, this bracha should not only be recited on your own children, it should be recited on grandchildren, halavai great-grandchildren, and your neighbor, and your chavrusa, whatever, your business partner, whoever else you're very happy to hear that they have a baby, or stamazi, a couple that didn't have children for many years, and all of a sudden they have a baby, and you're thrilled for them. No, you can make the bracha also. No. It just means you're close to them. You feel a relationship. So the Be'er Halacha writes not so fast. He writes Omnom lefi mashvi sivitruas harashbo. But the Be'er Halacha says maybe not. Maybe you can't make this bracha only if it's actually your son. Why? Because there's a tshuvas harashbo simin ayin zayin. The tshuvas harashbo writes muchach the pligi alze. The tshuvas harashbo argues on this sefer hachasidim. Why? Shemasik sham delav b'chol dover shenena hu v'achem imoy sheivarach atoy v'ametiv. Points out the Rashba, this can't be so simple that every single time people are happy, there's some benefit you make HaToy V'Hametiv. He writes, Shimkin, afila akor chadisa, yivarach HaToy V'Hametiv, v'gam lo mishol b'gemar b'leidi ishti man ikra achvina ba'adei. V'amru de hasam nam yik ishti ba'adei. Tepikli yishim de b'nei bono b'nei boisei, de nenim v'smeichim imoy. Frank the Rashba, an interesting question. If you remember the Gemara last week, the Gemara said, why do you make HaToy V'Hametiv? Because the mother's also happy. Asks the Rashba, why I need the mother to be happy? The brothers and sisters, the nephews, the cousins, everyone's happy. Why does it have to be the mother who's happy? So he says, Ela de bracha zuhu davke bedover sheyesh lo te'eles v'hanoboy. This bracha is not just good news, good tiding. I hear good news, you know, I hear my guy wins the election, I make HaToy V'Hametiv, right? You have to get election somewhere tonight, right? So that's not pshat in the bracha. It has to be that there's actually some benefit out of the news. Not just good news, oh, my neighbor down the block had a baby, I'm so happy. Where's the benefit? So he writes, ki yiritas kshomim v'yirushas akroivim. Right? If you look at the place where we make our Toiv Meitiv, there's a common denominator that there's something you get out of this. It's not just good news, but there's a direct benefit. Like, for example, we'll talk with Neder, well, probably next week, where if a person gets a Yerusha, so then he makes our Toiv Meitiv, because he just inherits money. He says, or the case of Riba Yain, Sha'achayim Nenem V'shoyisim Imenu, V'chayim B'leidis Ishtei Zoch Ai. So 1 second. So what happens when you have your own baby? Where's the Te'elos? Because now you have a tax deduction. Where's the Te'elos? So he explains, and very important, he writes, V'chayim B'leidis Ishtei Zoch Yeshla Aval Eim Hanos Te'elos. No. Writes the Berlocha, parents have a direct benefit out of having a baby boy. Why? Chodo, Davli Chutru Liyodo Umar L'Kvura. They're going to take care of you. They'll bury you. They'll take care of you. They'll make sure you'll be taken care of. That's what, again, doesn't mean to apply girls don't do this, but it just means, right. Usually it's the other way around. But Lamaisa, boys are supposed to at least feel that sense of responsibility. V'oid, shuk, right, they say Kaddish, which maybe we'll talk about in a few weeks, about women saying Kaddish. Hopefully we'll get to that chair in a few weeks after we finish this series. V'oid, shuk, ki yerech ha'avaim, it's like a yerech. U'midas kolodim ta'avan o'liyorshin. Ad kan l'shin. So the Be'alocha says, no, there's something special, unique for parents that they get direct, meaning it's great to be a grandparent, to have grandsons. But, Maisa, what do you get besides the fact that you might have to pay for his bar mitzvah one day, right? Well, you don't get that same tale. You don't find that grandchildren are so kruch to their grandfathers. They have a relationship. It's nice. Right. We have the klal, right? B'nei banim areim kibanim, right? I think someone talks about that over here also. So therefore, the Be'alocha is not so willing to accept this notion. So he paskins. Ubahani shezocher hasefer chasidim loy shayach tamze. So points at the Be'alocha, based on this Chuvas Rashba, you don't have that with the case of the sefer chasidim. Definitely you don't have that for your neighbor's kid, right? What do you get out of your neighbor having a baby? Very nice, I'm happy. Again, hatoyva meitiv is not about being happy. This is a very important yisoid. It's going to come over and over again in the sugya. It's not about happy. It's not about an emotion. It's about a practical benefit. Something practical comes out of it. Not just, oh, I heard good news. We hear good news all the time. So therefore says the Be'alocha, he thinks that according to the Rajva's definition, it does not help for grandparents, and it does not help for friends. And therefore, paskins the Be'alocha, the gam b'yeser ha'poiskim l'niska dovezeh, the toiv l'may b'brochas eil b'dovez l'niska behedya. So paskins the Be'alocha not to make the bracha. Why? Because first of all, he thinks the Rajva argues on the Sefer Hasidim. Secondly, the Be'alocha says no one else talks about it with regard to grandparents. And thirdly, he says it's always kedai to limit the amount of these types of brachas. And therefore, he basically says, Safik brachas lahakel, and do not make the bracha. Which is why the common practice, as far as I know, is that grandparents don't recite this bracha. Now you'll tell me, well, a lot of parents don't make the bracha either, which we'll get to in tonight's shiur. But even if you're a parent who makes the bracha, perhaps as a grandparent, you would not make the bracha. Now again, the Gemara doesn't talk about grandparents, the Gemara talks about parents. But the Sefer Hasidim sounds like it would include parents, and the Be'alocha says, no, it does not include grandparents, they should not make the bracha. However, if you're a grandparent who wants to make the bracha, so we gotta find someone for you also. So take a look at number 8. Number 8 is the Ketzayis HaShulchan. The Ketzayis HaShulchan was Reb Chaim Noeh. Reb Chaim Noeh was usually known for his Shu'urim, because he usually argued on the Chazanish Shu'urim in pretty much everything. That's why whenever you learn the sugya of Shurim, how to measure things, it's always the Chazanishes versus Reb Chaim Noeh. Reb Chaim Noeh was a Rav in Yerushalayim in the early 20th century. Reb Yashiv says he remembers as a little kid that he was known as the Poisik of Yerushalayim. Whatever Reb Chaim Noeh said was gold. Then the Chazanish came later, and then things kind of became more Chazanish of Chaim Noeh. So Reb Chaim Noeh has a Sefer called Ketzayis HaShulchan, and in his Sefer he defends the Sefer HaChasidim. And not like the Be'alocha. He taka thinks the other way around. He thinks that grandparents could, or maybe even should, make this bracha if they want. And he writes, Omnon, kivan de shasefer chasidim pasuk levarich. He says, Lamaisi, you have a sefer chasidim on your side who says grandparents should make the bracha. Ve'el yarab hiskim. And the El Yerabba agrees to it. The Chuvas Erashba Shemevi HaBe'alocha B'Vazle Nelmam El Yerabba. He says, you don't think the El Yerabba knew the Chuvas Erashba that the Be'alocha quoted? Alkein Ein Lozos Me HaSefer HaChasidim. He says, don't budge from the Sefer HaChasidim. Then he quotes from Admor Kosim Mefurish Kol Shalibay Samech B'Toy Vosoy. Anyone who's happy, Goyin Shu Oviv or Yerabba, if it's your father or your Rebbe or your Reyo, Erasher Kenavshoy Mevorech HaToy V'Ametiv. V'zeu Mamish Adin Shebesefer HaChasidim Shenoyla Ben Lebnoy Oyla Ayevo Yevorech. So therefore says of Chaim, no, he thinks Allah Almighty, if you're taka very happy, which I like to believe all grandparents are, when they hear that they have another grandchild, he passes Allah Almighty, you could make the bracha. So we have Machalikas Achrayim. Mr. Brewer says not to make the bracha. The Ketzayis HaShulchan says you could make this bracha if you choose. So he's saying, so if you win the lottery, you do make a bracha also. If you make, we'll get to that next week. If a guy does win the lottery, he would make a toiv ameitiv. We'll talk about that. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, no. Your wife and kids. Yeah. And if a guy, single guy, wins the lottery, he makes a shachiyon. So we're going to get to that blinner in the next couple of weeks. We're going to differentiate between, let's say you buy a car and only you drive the car. So you make a shachiyon. You buy the minivan and the wife and the kids use the car, you make a toiv ameitiv. So that's, we're going to have to start differentiating different funds and who gets what out of things. Let's say you buy a family computer. So the family uses it, you make a toiv ameitiv. It's your own personal computer, you use only for work and no one's allowed to touch it, so you don't make a shachiyon. Yeah, we're going to work that out. But the rule of thumb always is if other people are benefiting from it, it's a toiv ameitiv. If it's just you by yourself, then it's going to be a shachiyon. I would think so. Again, it might depend on which reason, but it would sound like, especially if you hold like the reason of, if you go like Shlomo Kluger in the first page of Ibn Ezra, he thinks a parent is Mekayim Piriv Rivia through adoption. So I would think, again, all these reasons apply to an adopted child also. They'll take care of you, they'll do all those things. So I would think so. At least the way the Ber Halacha lays it out, even according to him, an adopted child would be the same as well. Yeah, I would think so. Yeah,
but
definitely.
Everybody would agree, you just say bracha.
Yes. So some Paiskim suggest, let's say, for example, we make this bracha every time we bench, right? We say that bracha. So some Paiskim suggest, you have in mind when you're benching, this, I think Chaim Kineski writes like this, we'll see it later on, that when you bench and you say, you have in mind all the toivas that Hashem gave to you as well. But if you, again, strictly speaking, the real toiva meitiv should be recited with Shem Umalchus like any other bracha that we make. Yeah.
Can we just elaborate a little bit why the birth is considered to be something you make it on, let's say, somebody gets engaged or married, that's your kid, or your grandkid?
Because there's something directly beneficiary out of having a child. There's no direct benefit out of marrying off a child. It's nice to marry.
That'd be a direct...
Right, that's the lashon of the Ber Halacha uses, the te'elis. There's a te'elis that you get. Now, obviously, we want to marry off our children, right? But the question is, what do you, besides for having an empty bed now in the house, or maybe vite or dead, depends how you look at it, you know, there's no direct benefit. Having a child is someone who will one day take care of me and will benefit me in the long run. That's the way the Ber Halacha sets it up at least.
Even though it's not a direct benefit.
Now, even though right now it's not, obviously.
Same thing with the wedding.
It's a chetimsa to produce something. Right, so I guess Chazal figured you gotta make the bracha at some point, meaning you can make the bracha when you're 75 years old and now the kid's actually taking care of you, as opposed to when the kid's first born and you're taking care of him. It's like an ironic thing. But that's at least the way the Ber Halacha says it. That's his lashon that he uses, which is really a Tshuvas Rashba. And then, this Tshuvas Rashba we're gonna use a lot. So that's something to keep in mind already in the beginning. Lamaisa, we have Machoikis, Mishnah Berurah, and Ketzos HaShulchan, Mishnah Berurah, and Reb Chaim Noah, to whether or not you should make the bracha. If you take a look over at number 9, the Sefer Miseris Moshe, written by Rabbi Tendler, he writes, Va'al Nechet Oy Nachtoy, grandson or granddaughter, Heshev Rabbeinu Shebevata, Diyavarech, Imargish Simcha Bilidisam. If you feel Simcha in their birth, which I like to believe all grandparents do, you can make the bracha. V'hoisef, and Reb Moshe added, the Efshosh al Nachdo ain't a tiny sheish babas. He thinks that actually when you have a granddaughter, there's more of a reason to make a bracha than when you have a daughter. Why? He says, because for your own daughter, it's a mixed emotions. Avada, you're happy to have a daughter, but it comes along with now with financial and responsibilities. What's the beauty of having grandparents? What's the beauty of being a grandparent? Everyone here knows. You get to leave them with their parents and go home and send them back home. It's a beautiful thing, right? So therefore, Zokter Moshe Faket, he thinks anyways, there might be more reason to make a bracha on a granddaughter, because that's all good. There's no bad. A daughter, bad's the wrong word. There's no downside of stressing about the kid, worrying about them, the financial burden. Grandparents is all, it's all good. That's where Moshe seems to. So yeah, it would be a shechiyanu, which we didn't get to yet. Yes. Because again, the bracha on any girl is going to be shechiyanu, and the bracha on any boy would be a toiv ameitiv. So for a grandson, it would be a toiv ameitiv. For a granddaughter, it would be shechiyanu.
Yeah,
it's still going to be shechiyanu. It's still going to be a shechiyanu. At best, it'll be a shechiyanu.
What's the reasoning?
For what?
Why you say shechiyanu?
Ah, so that we're going to get to Bli Neder in the next booklet, next handout. We'll get to that. We'll see. It's actually a very lumdish machloikis. Right, the Shulchan Aruch does not bring down, nor do Rav Rishonim bring down a bracha on a Leidus Bas, but we'll see where that comes from. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but let's go back a couple steps. Why is it, if you took a poll right now and you asked wonderful B'nai Torah from people, how many of them made a bracha when they had a baby boy, and the numbers will be very low? Why? This is that tonight's topic. Why is this bracha never really gained much traction in mainstream Orthodox Jews? It's a Gemara. It's Halacha on Shulchan Aruch. It's not like two shittas in a Gemara. It's not two shittas in a Machaber. It's black and white. Says it. Yolda Ishtoi, mom and dad make a bracha. Nothing to talk about. So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan already raises the question, and he makes an interesting observation. He writes, Ulanis Daiti Nira Tam Lochin. He says, I have a good reason. Masha Mekilo Bracha Zudle Matzasi Berifu Berambam. Points out the Aruch HaShulchan is very strange. This is a Gemara, which seems to have no dispute about, yet it's not recorded, not by the Rif and not by the Rambam. That's a red flag. In the world of Allah, that's a major red flag. Why would the Rif and the Rambam not record a Halacha, which seems to be explicit in the Gemara? So once it's already not in the Rif and the Rambam, it's already questionable. The problem is, it is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch. And we Jews live by the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says it. Now you wonder why the Shulchan Aruch would write something that the Rif and the Rambam don't write? Good question. But at the end of the day, it is in the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, V'teimani, sha'poiskim lehigyushu b'zeh. I don't know why the poiskim aren't bothered by this. V'kivin sha'rif v'ramam dachuzu mehalocha p'shita, shein lona lichonais b'safik baruchu. So he says, it's a no-brainer, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Once the Rif and the Rambam don't bring it down, that's already why people don't say it. Because, what? The Rif and the Rambam don't bring it down. Right, so Rif and Rambam are the two major, right, the Rush brings it down, right? So the Rif and the Rambam are two of the major players in Psak Halacha, and they both omit this Halacha. So therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's why the Velt omits this Halacha, because they see the Rif and the Rambam don't bring it down, so that already creates some form of, you know, lack of severity to the Bruch. Now, why do the Rif and the Rambam not bring it down, if it seems to be an undisputed Gemara? So he writes like this, V'tam Rabbi Seinu, Dini Loshen HaBraisa Kenu, says the Aruch HaShulchan, look at the Loshen of the Gemara. It says in the Gemara, Omru loy yolda ishtay. They tell him his wife had a baby. He says, "V'kasha lama biyolda zochah tanya omru loy." Why does the Gemara say they tell him he had a baby? What do you mean they tell him he had a baby? He's in the delivery room with the wife. He knows. What's this interesting lesson? They tell him, "Oh, your wife had a baby." So it sounds like he's not around. So we learned the Gemara that the Gemara is a chiddush. That even though you're not around and you're not at the delivery and you only find out 3 months later or whatever, 2 weeks later, you're still besimcha. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, no. Elavadai demistoma ein levorech. Vahabraisa mai ba'odom shedoeg v'toev lelei dezocha. The Aruch HaShulchan makes a massive akimta. He says, a regular father, you don't make the bracha. Amruloi, it's like, oh, they tell him fantastic news. And now all of a sudden he's counting down to the delivery of the baby. And he was taka waiting for a baby boy. I mean, the rest of us, we know for 9 months there's that 50-50 chance. This guy only first finds out about it now. It's like a shocker to him. Oh, wow, I'm having a boy. I had a boy. So therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, but most cases, that's not. So he writes a little different. He writes, "My ba'odim shedoeg v'toev lelei dezocher." A person who's nervous and wants a baby boy. I mean, not your typical guy who knows it's 50-50. You can go either way, putting aside sonograms. But the specific case of someone who very much wanted a baby boy. So Reb Moshe writes in the service of Moshe, at least they quote B'Shem Reb Moshe, Moshe disagreed. V'heshiv li Rabbeinu sham minig levorach ha'toyv ha'meitav b'chol leidas ben. Reb Moshe thought, no, every baby boy you make the bracha. And not like the Aruch HaShulchan says, only that guy that wanted so badly to have the baby boy. It's any time you have a baby boy, you make the bracha. So this Aruch HaShulchan is one way of getting around the Rishonim and why we don't make a bracha. It's interesting, the Klausenberg Rebbe in his Divrei Yatziv, he writes that Minig Klausenberg is we don't make this bracha. Now we got to figure out why. So he writes in number 11, Hine loyna higu gabon the varach hatoyv made the benel benzoch. We by uns in Klausenberg we don't make this brach. Fact the rebbe b'tzarach bir lama favos nisht. So the truth is, I found later he had like a whole almost like pages and pages where he tried to explain why the minhag in Klausenberg was not. So one reason he gives, it's on a different paper. Maybe we'll get to it later. He says a very interesting pshat. He says the reason why it's better to have a why you're so happy to have a baby boy because a boy can marry multiple wives and produce multiple children. But a woman can only have as many as her body allows her to have. Therefore, said the Klausenberger Rebbe, but that was all true before Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom. Once there's Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom, so then a boy is just as good as a girl. So Zok the Rebbe, like, my, this is the goodness of the Klausenberger Rebbe. He says, it like this. When the Shulchan Aruch brings down to make the Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, that's because the Shulchan Aruch lived, that Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom eventually falls off, never, it has a time limit. And therefore, there'll be a time where men can have multiple wives. And if a man can have multiple wives, he can have multiple children, and that's why it's better to have a boy. But today, where we are noyik, that the Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom is still in place, So practically speaking, no one can have multiple wives unless you move to Utah, right? We can't have multiple wives. Therefore, said the Chazon Berger Rebbe, boys and girls are equal. That's why we don't make the bracha. It's a shtickle teira from the Chazon Berger Rebbe. Okay? But here he says a different shot.
I'm not clear. What is multiple wives?
Could, no, because if a boy, if one boy can have 20 kids, so he's hak a big, it's a big simcha. You can have 20, you can bring 20 new neshamas into the world. Why? Because this guy can marry five wives, and each wife will produce four children, but this girl that you, this baby girl you had, is probably not going to have 20 babies. It's only, you know.
Actually, the record was 56.
56?
For
one person?
Yeah.
Can nine of her?
Well, one woman.
For one, how is it possible?
For a man.
That's a
there is a
Mishnah
Torah that talks about if you.
Yeah. Avada, there's a Mishnah like that, right? Shmuel's Toivis. Person hears good news, he's supposed to make a bracha.
But he's saying he doesn't say specifically by kids.
Correct. The question is, where do you, what's the gedarm to this? So that's a shtickle Torah. Here he says a different pshat. Here he writes the same observation, and he comes up with a different mahalach. He says, "Va'oid ninas daiti the evshu min dinokar hashas." He makes the same diak as Aruch HaShulchan. What is omruloi? They tell him he had a baby. Why doesn't he know about it? What type of father are we talking about that doesn't know he had a baby boy? So he says, no. He says the case is kishloi hayibebeisiv liyodish shadabaklap. He says no. The case over in the Gemara was the guy had no idea. He had no idea his wife was even pregnant. He was away for a full year, and all of a sudden he gets a telegram: you had a baby boy. What? I didn't even know you were pregnant. That's a moiridik simcha, such an amazing level of simcha. Therefore, says the Klausenberger, then you make the bracha. A little less, yeah, give or take a few months. The math has to work out. Avo kishiyada shenisabro. But says the Klausenberger Rebbe, you know your wife is pregnant, right? We do that part. You know your wife is pregnant. So you know there's a 50-50 chance what the baby's going to be. Then you buy the doctor and the baby is born and it's a boy. So what's the grace of Simcha? You figured that. Maybe you're even hoping that. Therefore, the Klausenberger Rebbe says the only time this bracha is applicable is when your mamish had no idea that your wife is pregnant at all, and then you find that it's a baby boy. Again, these are... Right, these are all shtickle Torahs. Again, these are all after the fact shtickle Torahs of why Klai Yisrael doesn't make the bracha. But again, at the end of the day, Klai Yisrael should be reciting this bracha. So they, in Rebbe Yashiv Shurim HaMasechas Brachas, he raises this question as well. Someone asked him, Shemati min Rabbeinu Shlita, I heard from you, Rebbe Yashiv, HaMinig hu she'im avarach ma'tev ha'metim b'lei das ben zachar. I heard that the minig is you don't make a bracha when you have a baby boy, ela shachyonu b'bris, you make the shachyonu at the bris. And we in America don't make a shachyonu at the bris. Okay? So he said, good. Shiloh, b'chutz la'aretz, shaloi mevarachim b'bris shechiyonu, hayim yesh levarach b'leid ezach ha'teva meitiv. So they asked Rabbi Yashiv, what about here in America? Well, we don't make a shechiyonu at the bris. Should we say ha'teva meitiv? B'chutz la'aretz yevarach. Svaradim also make the shechiyonu at the bris. So,
in Eretz Yisrael, Ashkenaz, and Svaradim?
Yeah. So there's an interesting sefer that was written by a yid named Pinchas Badner. Pinchas Badner wrote quite a few Sforim in English, a talented writer. So he has a sefer about brachas, and he writes over there in a footnote, he said that Reb Shneur Kotler said, b'shem his father, Reb Aaron, that in Lakewood, the minhag is not to make ateva meitiv upon a baby boy. No reason, no, it's a custom. Reb Aaron Kotler said, in Lakewood, the minhag is not to make the brach. So that would explain a lot why many people don't make the brach because Reb Aaron said so. So he sent someone sent a letter to Reb Eliashiv, asking Reb Eliashiv about this. Reb Eliashiv said, I don't know about what you do in Lakewood, but it says you should make the bracha. That was Reb Eliashiv's response. So maybe if you live in Lakewood, maybe you don't make the bracha, but again, it seems, it's almost like Reb Shneur wasn't masbre. He didn't give a reason why his father held that way, but he said that's what his father held. You don't make the bracha. So it could be in Lakewood today, they don't do it. But again, in Shulchan Aruch, it still says to bring it, to say it. Let's take a look in the Svaradish of Poiskim, in Akut Yosef. So he writes, Mishen is Basa Shneur Ben Nechod. If someone hears that he has a son or a grandson, you don't make a shachyanu. Even if the boy is born after many years, and you're very happy. What? Svardim do not make a toiv emetiv, and I don't know why. It's again, it's a loch on Shulchan Aruch. They don't do it. I don't know why. I can't come up with a good reason. But the Svardish poiskim for a baby boy. And they don't say Shechianu either, which is fine, because that's not brought down, but they don't say anything. He writes, you should have in mind, in the Shechianu at the bris, the simcha of having a baby. But I think Reb Yaakov's pshat is probably the most practical. Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky was a very practical person. He understood people. Look what Reb Yaakov writes, number 14. Ma shahar b'loy nogu l'varach bracha zu. Frank Reb Yaakov, why don't people make this bracha? Min hastam mishum shem b'ulbobim b'eis haleida. They're busy. You think the first thing on the father's mind is when the baby comes out is, oh, make a bracha? He's worried about the moil, the parents, nah. Avo bevada yesh lahanig levarich. B'zot Yaakov, that's not a heter. He still should make the bracha. So I think Rabbi Yaakov Kedaka HaKadosh was so right in the mindset of people. I go out to tell my Talmidim that are expecting babies, if you're going to have a boy, make the bracha and call a moil and call the parents, do everything. But I don't think making a bracha is a stira to all that prep. We'll get to that in a second. What's the time limit? So again, it seems like this bracha should be recited. Again, we're going to go play after the fact to Ritz and why it's not. But I think going forward, l'chatchila, if a person is expecting a baby, he should have to think about making this bracha. That was it. Granted, for my two sons, I made the bracha. My wife made the bracha also. We tried to make the bracha. I don't see why people don't. Yeah. I did it right away. She had to wait a little bit till they clean you up a little bit. Oh, yeah, Shulchan Aruch says both. Husband and wife, yeah.
And it's the same.
Yeah, sure.
It's the same wording that you make on better wine.
That's correct. Same Atoeva mate. Now, here's an interesting Shiloh, which is tough.
Did you use wine also?
I didn't, but maybe we should.
Yeah, just a practical
halakha. I'm not such a big wine drinker, but I'm being very selfish here. I'm not a big wine drinker, so it wasn't negated to me. But I guess for those that do drink wine, it's a very negated Shiloh about the Atoeva mate. We'll have to get to it. Now, if you take a look over in the Sefer Teres Yeliezer, he discusses a tough Shiloh, which sometimes does come up. What happens if a baby is born with issues? Right, we're talking now, Baruch Hashem, you have a healthy baby, which is, everyone knows, is a fantastic bracha, Baruch Hashem. You make a bracha and you're very happy. What happens if the baby never has various issues? Do you still make the bracha? So again, you could go back to some of the reasons we saw, right? Like go back to the Tshuva Siraj, but the kid's going to take care of you when you get older. The kid might not even live that long. Well, again, I'm not talking about a nafel. We're talking about children that are born severe disabilities and things like that. So, you know, what's the level of simcha that the parents have at that time? So he writes over in the Sefer Teres Yeledes, he quotes over Inyan Yeled Mungalad. I'm butchering the Hebrew, but it basically means Down syndrome. That's the way modern Hebrew they translate it. I'm on page the back side. Oh, you don't have it? It should be number 15 on the back side. So he writes over Yelagabi, a child was born with Down syndrome. Hine. Even though there's a great simcha because there's another neshama that's brought down to the world. The kir of Bias Mashiach, that's a Gemara. The Gemara says that Mashiach cannot come until all the neshamas that are supposed to be born are born. I don't know what that means at all, but that's what I always tell people when I hear they have a baby. I say, Mazel Tov, you just brought Mashiach a little closer. Right, this is an anti-abortion push, right? So they look at me like I'm crazy. I just brought Mashiach because the Gemara says every neshama that comes down helps bring Mashiach a little closer. So he writes over here, sometimes I tell people, you don't have to do it all yourself. You can let other people do it also, but okay. It's a good thing. Kids are good, they help bring Mashiach. He writes, Mishum She'ein ben David bo, achi yichlu haneshom shebeguf, whatever that means, ulufize, yesh makom lohidois, lashem is bar gamal leide shoita. So even if the baby is not going to be highly functioning, it's not going to be a regular baby, it's still a neshama. Crowded today, we spoke about this when we did abortion, that a lot of these children do have very high functionality today, and they do live very productive lives, but it's still a neshama. So maybe you still should make the bracha. Then he writes, Shibalei Dalsim Mikarvim as Bias Mashiach, Voishim Mikayim Ba Mitzvah Piv Rivia. A parent will be Mikayim Mitzvah Piv Rivia with such a child. Uladei Achas Gam Mistarf Laminion. And maybe even this child can be Mistarf Laminion. It's not a useless human being. It's a productive human being. He writes, Bechol Zois Hoyre Hagoyne Beliashab Shlita, She'ein Levarech. Beliashab Paskin, not to make the bracha on a child that's born with, we'll call it, you know, Down syndrome or other issues. Because the parents are not happy. Interesting. If a lady has a baby, and she has only one child, and that son has Nebuch Down syndrome, and now her husband dies, does she have to do chalitza? Does she have a continuation from the husband? So he says over here, the mother is part of chalitza. The next shav she'oviv hoyser shem b'yisrael. You see from that, that's considered that's considered something left over, that the father left his name through this baby. Ve'ein shemay mocha, his name is not erased. L'chein tzorich levorach ala brichas ha'teva metiv. Ach shechiyonu shibrach al simchas ha'leiv lo yivorach. Now we're really splitting. Again, shechiyonu, meaning, let's say a person would have a baby girl, maybe. He writes over here, Shasimchi b'chutra liyedo mor l'kvura. He points out our observation that we just made. If you go like the Ber Halacha's reasoning, that the child is here to do care for you later, then the chayra wouldn't apply to a child that's not going to be there for you later on. So again, a tough shayla, halacha l'maisa. I don't know what the Paisk can do with the shayla, but it's something that is discussed in the Paisk. Now.
Right,
but obviously there's a special, you know, there's something specific shevach of ahidoh we're giving at this time of a leidas ben. So you have to figure out, does that apply to such a child or not? Listen, Nebuch, there are children that are born that are wonderful children. They don't help their parents when they get older. Are you going to tell me you don't make the bracha? You know, we hope that they're going to take care of us when we get older. So the Avne Yeshua discusses the Shiloh. Im kolechem ha'yeladim yivarech. What happens to the siblings? Do they also make the bracha? My parents have children. Do the siblings also make the bracha?
See,
yeah, that's for sure. So he writes over here that this is part of what we saw earlier. And he says the same Yisrael that we saw from the Bar Halacha. Right, when a brother hears and he has another brother, he's not, what the hell does he get out of that? Now he's got to fight for the Yerusha or for other things. So therefore he says, no, it's only the parents are the ones who make the bracha, uncles and aunts and cousins and siblings. None of them have any grace or simcha out of it. Therefore they don't make the bracha. Oh. Now the Olam was asking before, what about the time limit? So let's take a look at number 17 of Moshe Shtembach. So he writes, V'temua, shemekilim hayoyim v'loim mevarchim kedin ha'teva meitim v'shonet l'ben. Why are so many people makel and they don't make this bracha? So he says it's because they misunderstood the Ramah. If you remember last week we had a Ramah where the Ramah says that all these brachas are only rishus and therefore people are makel. So people say, oh, hateva meitiv is only rishus. So Mishnah Berurah told us that's not true. That's shechiyanu is a rishus, not hateva meitiv. Hateva meitiv is medina de gemara. So he says it's not right. So he says avol bebrachas hateva meitiv ein lahakel v'zeu chiyuv medina de gemara. Ushneim tzrichim levarach, both mom and dad. So how early do you make the bracha? So you gotta let the baby be checked first. The Apgar test, right? After that, and everything looks good, then you make the bracha. And the mother should also make the bracha. It's about a very short amount of time after the baby's born. So Moshe Shtembach here is saying, sooner rather than later, make the bracha as soon as everything looks good and the tests come back. You know, those are very quick. They do it mamish in the room. They do all those tests. And Baruch Hashem, then you can go on.
That's
a shaila. I forgot already. What do you do with twins? I forgot to look it up. They talk about it. If you make two separate brachas, one bracha on both, I forgot already what you do with twins. So he writes like this in number 18, he says, after we explain, normally, the man makes the bracha when he hears. Problem is, the lady can't make the bracha, kasha, hishemas, kedan yadel, in a nekias min alayda. She's not exactly clean to be able to recite a bracha. So the question is, how much time does she have? He's meaning for the man, he'll make it right away. 2 seconds. What about for her? So he writes like this. He says, Mr. Brewer says, Yizor levarach, take of koidim shisraga vistaka simcha men. You want to make the bracha while the simcha is still fresh. So how long does the simcha stand for? He says, rak choshvani shazman azehu arach moid. He thinks it's a long time. Women are happy for a long time. Says, I don't know how to put it into minutes and hours, but he doesn't think it's 3 seconds.
40 years too long.
I don't know, 40 years is too long, but he thinks that you have some time. Right. So we'll see in a second the way Ramesh Shtembach is magdur, I think it's an interesting gather. At least for men, he says, you know, when you stop telling people about it, that's when, you know, the news, meaning, if you're like, first, at least for the bris, the first, up till the bris, you're always telling people, oh, we had a baby, we're making a bris, and a shalom zacher. After the bris is usually when, you know, life gets back to normal and when the parents stop sleeping, that's usually when the simcha, you know, tails out. So he writes like this. He says, number 19, Moshe Shtembach. B'mishte brusim, reishchav gimel maybe dasa prima godim. Shemavarach gam acher ashmiya kimen shatov enim sheches. The prima godim says you don't have to do mamish right after you hear it. A few minutes after, the simcha is still there. V'nishalti yareim asay mevarach. So how long do you have? So he quotes from the Morik Tzir, B'yakov Emden. Shalach gimel yom loyvarach. So B'yakov Emden says 3 days. 3 days. I don't know if you count an ace, la'ace, whatever, but after 3 days, you can no longer make the bracha. Umash m'sha'ad oz mevarach. Up till 3 days, you make the bracha. So then he writes, L'cheinir d'l'achah shebol l'beisek neses v'sipa l'yov av'yedidov ha'besoy retoy v'shonot l'zocher shuvein mevarach. So Moshe Shtembach has his own rule. After you come to shul, you get your aliyah, and you tell everyone, and okay, then you get back to regular news, then already you can no longer make the brach. She'ikra simcha nimshach ad shemediya lahem. Interesting. He thinks the simcha is until you tell people about it. Once you tell everyone, now the truth is you're really telling people till the bris, in my opinion. For everyone sending it out, they keep it on their status, right? You know, that's how you magda things today, right? You're telling everyone, you're sending out texts. So that goes at least till the bris. So I would think, till the bris, you probably can still make the bracha. But he says after that, you can no longer make the bracha. He says, v'etzla nira shalacha bika kreiv yedidim loy tivarach. He says a big chadish. After the family stops visiting, you can no longer make the bracha. I don't know why that's together. Well, she's old news now. After the family comes and they bring her the balloons and they...
It's different for the sixth boy than the first boy.
Probably makes a difference, right? The first one always gets all the attention. So Lamaisi, we should try to make the bracha as soon as possible. And then over here, number 20, they quote from the Bechacha, the Eshel Avram, who says that what? That... He says that if you don't get it right away, then you should just think the bracha without Hashem's name. Good, but he quotes from Chaim Kinevsky. Chaim Kinevsky said, if you forgot to make the bracha on your son, have in mind when you say benching, have that in mind. So I guess you could do that even 40 years later. Next time you bench, have in mind. For all those who didn't make the bracha when they had their boys, you can make the bracha now and have it in mind. Now the truth is, the Kaf HaChaim points out that all these brachas, if you want to do it, so just do it without Shem HaMalchus. Let's say, for example, you're a grandfather, and you want to make the bracha, but since the Mishnah Berurah said you shouldn't, so just say without Hashem's name. Baruch Atah, you don't say Hashem's name, you say Atayv HaMeitiv, and this way you're Yoitz. So this is one bracha that has not really made it popular in the scene. Now let's see another bracha which has not made it popular into the scene. Klausenberger.
No, the Aruch
HaShulchan. Aruch was the big one.
That's
people just talking. Right. Rabbi Yaakov said, right.
Yeah. Other than that, we don't really have a real answer.
You don't really. We don't really have a good reason why the bracha is not recited.
Says,
right. So that's why I talk and tell people they should make the bracha. Now again, you'll poll people and you'll ask them how many people made the bracha when they had baby boys. I'm not going to ask anyone here, but to put anyone on the spot. But you'll see most people do not make this bracha and no one really has a good reason. So the truth is, Aruch HaShulchan said, well, it's not brought down in the Rif and the Rabbam. That's again, Klausenberg, they don't do it. I'm sure Abba Shavai didn't do it either, right? Klausenberg didn't do it. No, I don't see why. This shouldn't make a difference. I think wherever you live, you should make the bracha.
If you have some poskim, at least one posek that says you should make it, don't we say now bracha?
No, because no one's really saying you shouldn't make it, because the Shulchan Aruch says you should. They're all trying to be miyashiv why people don't.
I thought we had
the Rif and the Rambam.
And the Lakewood.
Reb Shneur Kotler said that his father said we don't make the bracha. Okay, I don't know. Maybe if you live, yeah.
But anytime you have a son.
So we'll see. We'll talk about this later on. We'll see that this doesn't always become Safik Brachas L'Hakol just because some place can say not to say it. You need to have a certain amount of compelling argument. L'maisa, it is against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says to say it, so you got to come up with a good reason. So we're going to have this a lot now. So let's at least start. The next topic is Shechiyanu. Okay? So let's see what the Gemara says. Gemara says in Brachas. If you see your friend after 30 days, really? How many of us haven't seen people in 30 days? This is Maisim B'chol Yom. Every day we go more than 30 days without seeing people. Says the Gemara, you see your friend after 30 days, you make a bracha shechiyanu. Let's say after 12 months, another bracha mechayam Maisim. Again, with Shem Umachos. This is not disputed in the Gemara. This is not two shitas. This is a statement in the Gemara. Oh, for sure. So let's see Tosfos. We'll talk about that. So if you take a look in Tosfos writes, it's got to be a friend you actually like. Hachoviv Olav. That's what we're going to get to. That's exactly what we're going to get to. Believe it or not. That's going to be the big heter why people don't make this bracha. Because it's going to get really, really awkward if I don't see you for a long time and I'm waiting for that shechiyanu and you're like, nah. You're not chaviv enough. And we'll see. Poskim can really talk about this. It's a serious thing. So this...
Two guys come up here.
That's right. That's right. It sounds almost jokingly, but we're going to see Achronim use this halacha l'maisa.
So I guess if the guy who made the shechiyanu then says, bro, shank, bro,
so exactly. Everyone's equal now. So again, so let's keep this Tosfos in mind. So Tosfos writes, it has to be a friend of Chaviv Olav. Now, what's the level of Chaviv Olav? Good friend, I don't know. Someone you like, obviously the point is that you feel happy to see him. Now let's look in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Reish Chafei, writes the Mechaber, HaRoyes Chavei Olachas Shoshim Yoyim Oymei Shachiyonu. V'achas Shnei Masa Chodesh M'vach M'chayim Mesim. V'ushe Chaviv Olav Harbei V'somach Biri Yosoi. And you're very happy to see him because he's a beloved friend. Then you make the bracha. So Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosfos that there has to be a chavivus. Now let's just see. Very good. That's what we're going to see for sure. Family members.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we'd like to believe that. Now take a look in the next halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Mishalar roas chaver me olam. Let's say you haven't seen the guy for in forever. But v'shalach leksavim, you send letters, you send emails, text messages. Then avo pishu nena b'riyasa, even though you're happy to see him in person, enem mevarach al riyasa. There's no brachas. Why? Because you're in contact with him. You know he exists. Right, what's the whole of brach in the Chaim Eishim? I didn't know this guy was alive. I haven't heard from him in 12 months. But today, we're in contact with each other all day long. Grad, I haven't seen him up close in person. Maybe I see him over a screen, I saw him over a Zoom. But we'll come back to this halacha in a second. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean to make Shechianu? V'chol elu ha-brachas hu b'sheimu malchus. You make these brachas with sheimu malchus. V'afilu brichas mechaya mesim. Even if you haven't seen your friend in 12 months, you haven't seen a guy in 2 years. This is so relevant. You haven't seen a guy. He moved. You moved. You guys were together in high school. All these stories. According to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, you make a bracha. Baruch Hashem is allowed, but Hashem Malchus. Baruch Ata Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam Mechayim Eis. The Mishnah Berurah does quote Achrayim who say not like that, but he thinks no. You're supposed to make this bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ve'in Chilik Bein Ish LeIsha. That they haven't seen a woman in 30 days. V'Hainu Imroi Ish LeVo'Imoi. He says, what does that mean? What type of woman are you so happy to see after 30 days? Your wife, your mother, sister, niece, cousin, whatever it is. So it doesn't matter. Same bracha would be recited, boy or girl. Now, how many of us make this bracha? The answer is zero, nobody, ever. Now, at least I've told you, I know people who make the bracha and have a baby with this. Never, no one. Why? It says in Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Gemara, why are we not keeping this halacha? So if you look in the Yosef Oimetz, Yosef Oimetz was a German, was a Yekesh Rav, was a dayan in the 1600s, going ways back, 1600s. So he writes, Haroye chaveri shechavav alav harbe, you see a friend that you like a lot, the samach b'riyos, and you're happy to see him, b'varach shechiyonu, im lo yiro'os, if you haven't seen him within 30 days. Obnei shechaveru ke'elu heima atim, he says, friends like that are very far, few between, to be on such a madrega. Lechein ein nizar b'bracha zu. That's why we don't make the bracha. So right in the 1600s, they weren't being zar in this bracha. Why? Because he feels that that madrega of Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch of Chaviv, today we think everyone's our best friend, right? He thinks that's a far and few between type of people. Now again, today I would think that changes. Mm-hmm. Today we have a much bigger network. Today we have a huge network of people. We met people in our younger years, in our middle age years, our later years. You could meet a guy that was your best friend 20 years ago, you punked, haven't seen him, you're thrilled to see him. Okay, that's what you could debate back, that you're not that close, right? You're not as close as you think. Right, you know, it's always that question of how do we define Tosfos as Chaviv? What makes a friend Chaviv? But he writes, A'ochein lo achivu l'achoisoi. But siblings, the kol shekein l'mnoi l'bitoi, children, oi abe v'imai, parents, the mistama chaviven olav b'yoser, that's not even a question. That's gotta be chaviven. Therefore, chiv gomer l'varach. Okay, so if you haven't seen your kids in 30 days, which is not crazy, not crazy at all. Ah, the question is, communication affects Shechianu, or communication only affects the bracha of Mechaya Mason? Not so simple. Depends how you read the Mechaber. So he says, Vim loyro oisem toichu beis chodesh, if you talk you haven't seen them in 12 months, then you make the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Mechaya Mason. Okay, so we're going to have to see Bli Neder next week. Why do most people not make this bracha? And then we'll see how this bracha connects to the bracha upon having a baby girl. And then we'll finish up to discuss what happens if a person inherits money with the passing of a parent. Does he make one bracha of joy and one bracha of sorrow? Or those two brachas contradict? We believe neither. We'll get into that next week.